Time now for the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association Insider Report, keeping you up to date on race results, upcoming schedule, and standings in the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association, presented by GMC. Really excited about this. As you know, as we all know, it is the centerpiece of the Calgary Stampede, the Chuck Wagons. 10 days, it is incredible. It's amazing to me and unique in the world of sport how one event can take over a city and just dominate it. Yet, beyond that, how many of us are really paying attention? That's what we're going to change. That's what we're going to do. That's why we're going to have this weekly segment. We've got drivers and outriders coming up. We are going to follow it through and certainly be pushing right towards Calgary and then after Calgary to let you know what's going on. Very pleased to have joined us from the WPCA this afternoon. Brian Hebson, kind enough to join us. Mr. Hebson, how are you?
Thanks, Rob. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm excited. I'm fired up because here we go. And this, to me, is something that's kind of been missing here because, as I said in the opening, I think it's absolutely one of the most fascinating sports stories how this, you know, can be so huge in a city's culture. And we don't do enough to kind of promote it before and afterwards. So I think we're picking up and filling in some holes here, which I'm really excited about, Brian.
Yeah, and we're excited to be a part of the Fan 960. And it's interesting, as I was listening to your preview there, and you kind of really hit the nail on the head, if you will. You know, during the Calgary Stampede, we talk a lot about the Chuck Wagons and the Stampede, and that same scenario happens when a city just engages in the event. It happens throughout the whole WPCA Pro Tour. Example, kicking off May 31st in Grand Prairie, that community there really, I wouldn't say shuts down, but engages around the history and the sport of chuck wagon racing. So yeah, we're excited to be a part of the Fan 960 in this insider report.
Well, and this is the perfect opportunity. This to me is going to be the kickstart. This is going to be the where we base all of our conversations coming up on the report in the future. So let's talk about the WPCA. Who are you? When did you start? What do we need to know? Give us the Coles notes on the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association.
Well, I guess WPCA has been around for years, and there's a couple associations in the sport. WPCA is, you mentioned names of Kurt Benzmiller, Troy Dorchester, Jason Glass, Kelly Sutherland, Mark Sutherland, the list goes on. You know, these guys have represented the WPCA for years and the Calgary Stampede. So we have a 9-stop tour. There's 40 race nights outside of the Calgary Stampede. Kicks off in Grand Prairie, which starts May 31st. That's a 5-day show. It wraps up with a $50,000 dash for cash on Championship Sunday. Then we head over to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan for 4 days, come up to Medicine Hat for 4 days, and then a show that we'll be talking about a lot prior to the Calgary Stampede is Guy Wiedek Days in High River. That runs from June 22nd to 25th.
So then, go ahead.
And then we head up to the Pinoca Stampede. They get about 40,000 fans there watching Chuck Wagon Racing over 6 days. And you talk about another community that kind of shuts down to support the Western Heritage. Pinoca is a big one.
So is essentially nine stops plus Calgary, right?
That's correct.
Is that enough? Would you like to see more? Could the sport handle more? Does the sport need less? Where are we at in terms of the volume of events?
Well, I think you talk to some guys, they want to race more, but the biggest challenge right now in the sport is the financial support. I mean, just to go down the road and you cover costs from feeding the horses to the horse care to the fuel, you can be anywhere from $120,000 to $150,000 a year. So, the Calgary Stampede is an important part to be a part of as a driver. And, Pinoca Stampede is probably the second biggest event in the sport. From a funding standpoint, but right now it's a challenge to keep the financial resources coming in for the guys from an operational perspective. But I think the guys would be happy to have the same number of race days. It's just having that financial support to even hire people. It's a lot of work.
And as I understand, 36 teams, right?
36 drivers, that's correct, in the WPCA.
And every weekend for all of them, or is there a rotation? I mean, is it 40 events for all of them?
Yeah, 40 race nights, nine venues, and each driver will accumulate points. So, for example, Last year, Luc Tournier, a two-time Calgary Stampede champion, was the world champion. And if you're the top driver on the night, take Grand Prairie, for example, first night, top driver will get 36 points. Second driver, 35, 34, all the way down the line. The points are accumulated throughout the year to determine your world standings. And then the driver, again, last year, Luc Tournier had 1,280 points on the tour, and he was declared the world champion.
So where do they come from? I mean, there's a lot of familiar names and a lot of familiar bloodlines, but is there 36 teams every year? Do guys get cut out? Do guys, you know, retire? How do we see turnover within the ranks of the drivers?
Well, a lot of time you take Kelly Sutherland, 12-time Calgary Stampede, 12-time world champion. He'll be 65 this year, and due to age rules, he will have to retire. So there's the retirement component. There's some drivers that will retire prior to the age just due to financial costs and the workload. And, you know, there's drivers coming in, you know, through the family genes. For example, a Blade Flad, son of Troy Flad, will be starting up this year. And again, earlier I mentioned some of the names like the Gorse. You know, you have Gary Gorse and his sons Logan Gorse, who came over to the WPCA a couple years ago. So it's primarily families. You know, there's an association up in Saskatchewan, the Canadian Association, where some of these guys have come from in the past.
Sure.
But really a lot of it's driven through the family roots.
In conversation, Brian Hebson, our guest, we're talking about the World Professional Chuckwagon Association every Tuesday right here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan will have your insider report at 3 o'clock. Don't want to forget the Outriders because they are just as an important part of this. We mentioned 36 teams. So how many Outriders are we talking about once you add up all the teams?
As of right now, I believe we have 10 to 12 Outriders registered. And one of the things that happened a couple of years ago was with the oil patch being so big as it was, Outriders could make a little bit more money working in the oil patch versus, you know, riding horses during the summer. So we lost a few there. A couple of them a few years ago retired. So, you know, the Outriders are another one that we're trying to keep going. And some of them are through relations. Like I mentioned, Dustin Gorst driving and doing a bit of outriding. So Chad Cosgrave, world champion outrider, He's still coming back. And, you know, some of these outriders have not only been world champion outriders, but Calgary Stampede champion outriders as well.
So, okay, so those are the athletes, you know, and we should mention the horses and all that goes in there. It is an expensive sport. It is a very detail-orientated sport. And we throughout the summer, we're going to visit with some of the drivers, and we'll get into that. What I want to talk to you about, Brian, is who the fans are. Who comes and watches the WPCA when you guys are on tour?
Well, we have a pretty diverse demographic in terms of fans. Like you can go out on a Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, you'll see families, you know, getting out as a family unit and enjoying the horses and the chuck wagon racing. And, you know, you did mention the horses, and when you can watch these horses perform, it doesn't matter, you know, what your age is. It's a pretty cool spectacle to see. And, you know, it's pretty widespread. There's people who listen to different types of music, different types of jobs, male, female. If I look at some of our statistics, it's a pretty close male-female split.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of our social media piece there, where we get some of our information from. So it's pretty wide open.
What I'm curious about is their investment in your sport, because if you look across the grand spectrum, how a fan invests into the sport is becoming, you know, a particular interest to marketers and consumers and advertisers. How do people consume your sport? Are they diehard? Do they come to the event and do they follow all the races? You know, I mentioned off the top that it seems here in Calgary that there's a sampling. It's the Stampede and maybe out of sight, out of mind. But how do your diehards consume your sport?
Well, we see a lot of familiar faces at the events. There's some people that'll take their RV down the road from show to show, you know, camp. They'll get tickets. I mentioned earlier about the Pinoca Stampede. There's people already, probably in the next couple of weeks, will start moving into Pinoca and putting their trailers in there just to reserve their spot. So a lot of it is through just being a part of it. And I think one of the things you mentioned earlier, we want to educate people that you just don't have to go to the Calgary Stampede to see the chuck wagon racing. You can go to, I mean, Strathmore Heritage Days, August 4th to 7th. You'll see the same drivers at the Calgary Stampede that you will in the likes of High River and Strathmore, and you just get closer to the action.
So how's that show? I mean, compared to a Calgary show? We all know the Calgary show. Is it more intimate? Is it different? Does it have a different feel when you go and watch it in Strathmore, when you go and watch it in Pinoca, than you might when you're in the grandstand in Calgary?
One of the things that Calgary offers is, well, obviously you're racing for a $100,000 dash, so that's always exciting.
Sure.
And the production component. But in Strathmore, you can get right down into the right by the infield, right by the rail. You can feel the grandstand shake. It's just a little bit closer and intimate, watching the same horses and the same drivers, and it's pretty cool to be a part of.
So how does the WPCA look at growing its fan base? What can you do in this era? I mean, you know, it's the sport, for the lack of a better term, is a throwback. It's a tradition. It's a heritage sport. How do you bring the millennial? How do you bring the guy who's on his iPhone or the gal who's on Facebook to this sport?
Well, we do have a Facebook page, World Professional Chuckwagon Association Facebook page. So we have done some live streaming to try through Facebook to try and capture that audience. Obviously, you know, while working with the Fan 960, we're hoping to, you know, get some of those fans that do come to the Calgary Stampede to understand and realize that if you want to watch chuckwagon racing or watch these horses perform, you have that opportunity at different venues throughout Alberta and parts of Saskatchewan and BC. We do live stream our races if people want to listen to them, but the best way to experience chuckwagon racing is being there in person.
Brian Hebson from the WPCA is our guest. It's our WPCA, World Professional Chuckwagon Association Insider Report. It's going to be heard every Tuesday right here at 3 o'clock here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All right, so let's get to the brass tacks. Season is about to open up. It'll open up in Grand Prairie. How does it work? Because we call it an insider report. What do we need to know about weeks one and or events, you know, the first week, the second event, in terms of getting ready for the season? Is there a way that these guys can race before the season opens? Is there a way to work out the bugs? Or is it, you know, incumbent on a veteran driver to get out early, get those points early in the season?
Well, right now you have 36 drivers who've been working their horses for about 2 months, getting them in shape. I believe right now there's 3 to 4 drivers already in Grand Prairie starting to get used to the track, the barrel turns, everything that's happening up there. And then May 31st, as I mentioned, the 5-day show, the top 4 drivers in the aggregate. So the Calgary Stampede, the top 8 drivers go to semifinal Saturday, with the top 4 from semifinal Saturday going to the championship dash. In Grand Prairie, the top 4 drivers in the aggregate after 4 nights, the aggregate champion will receive a 1-year lease on a new GMC truck. Then those 4 drivers will advance to championship Sunday in Grand Prairie and race for $50,000. So it is one of the biggest shows. It's one of the first shows on the tour, but the guys are usually gunning ready to go, and they'll try and peak as they get towards the Calgary Stampede.
So are there more mistakes? Are there more penalties in week one and two? Does it get sloppy off the start, or are these guys, you know, so dialed in that it's just like picking up middle of the season?
I've watched these guys, and it's like they're there at the middle of the season. You cannot come into the WPCA and with the competition, and I mentioned some of the names, and think that you can be practicing come night one of the WPCA Pro Tour, because it's on any night anybody can win, and it usually happens. And you take a look at some of the guys that have moved up. Cody McCurra used to be a former pony driver. He finished 4th in the WPCA last year, and some of the guys that may don't have the big recognizable names are moving in there, and these veterans have got to watch out.
Brian, I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting. We've got 5 events before the Calgary Stampede, 4 afterwards. So, and as you mentioned, High River, Pinoca, Strathmore, all areas, Medicine Hat, all areas that we're proud to call part of our listening audience. So we know we're going to have a lot of invested listeners, and I'm hoping to convert some people and get them to be all, you know, fans from start to finish of this season. Stampede is fantastic. It's great. It's a huge part of it. But we want to get them invested in the entire sport all year long. Thank you for doing this, sir.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, and appreciate all the fans who are listening.
WPCA.com is where you can go to get more information. Want to thank Brian for joining us. The World Professional Chuckwagon Association Report, brought to you by GMC, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock.